You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back once again. We've been talking about hearing from God. And I have to be honest, I'm going to go over some of the same scriptures again today that I've gone over for the last 2 days. And the reason is because I need for to get this down into your heart. But today, we're going to begin to put some things together because I believe this is going to be the last week we're going to be teaching on the hearing from God for a while. So, again, the foundation of what we're talking about now is from Romans 8, chapter 14, that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Then it goes on to say, for His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And he explains that that's one of the ways that you're being led. We look there in Colossians 3:15 that says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And that's going to be a big thing. And that's where we're going to center up on today. But I want to remind you what we've been going over about that the peace of God will act as an umpire in your heart. The peace of God will allow you to determine which direction you should go, which way you should go. We're going to talk about how to put that into practice. But again, remember, one of the ways this is going to work is you're going to have to check the peace and you're going to have to look at what seems right and what seems wrong. And again, I know the Bible says that there is a word, the way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end there is a destruction. But we're not talking about the carnal man, the unborn again man. If you're an unborn again man, yeah, don't touch, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then do not trust what seems right to you. But if you've been born again, made one spirit with the Lord, you can do exactly that and follow what seems right. And just to be clear, just so that there's let me give you three witnesses from Scripture. This is Luke. Now he's writing a book of the Bible. He's writing a part of the most important document in human history that every man, woman, and child will somehow be affected by. And it says that Luke 1:3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding in all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. Why did he write this book of the Bible? Because it seemed right to him. No burning bush, no voice from heaven, no Charlton Heston moment, nothing like that. It's just one day he's thinking about it and it seems like that's what he ought to do. Same way it happens to you when you leave your house and it seems like you ought to go this way or it seems like you ought to do this. Now, listen, I recently can just tell you this. We'll stop here. One night, I'd done some fighting down in Margate, Florida. I'm driving home. I'd stayed for the class, and then I had a private lesson with the instructor. Okay, so I'm getting home later than I anticipated. So it's about 11:30 at night. Okay, and I'm not using a GPS. I know how to get back and forth, but I'm in Palm Beach. And I'm at Jupiter, okay, is where I'm at. And in Jupiter is, if you're not familiar with Florida, I was talking about Margate, Florida. I'm coming north to, because I live in Port St. Lucie. I'm coming north, and I'm passing through West Palm Beach, and I get to the Jupiter exit. Now, the Jupiter exit in Florida allows you to take one of two routes. I'm already on I-95, the major highway. But at Jupiter is one of the places you can jump off of 95 and jump onto the turnpike. That's a toll road that goes right close to my house as well. Thank God I have a house that's between the two. Okay, so I'm getting onto the road, I'm driving, and I'm actually on the phone with my wife. And she can verify this. I'm driving, I'm approaching 95, I'm approaching Jupiter, and we're talking, and I said, you know, I on the inside of me, I'm thinking about being on 95, and I don't have a piece. It seems like I ought to get off and get onto the turnpike. But the turnpike costs money, which that's not a big deal. But I just didn't want to have to get off. I'm a little sleepy and I want to get home. Well, I drove past the exit and I said, oh, and my wife says, what's up? She goes, I said, I think I just missed God. And she said, what do you mean? I said, because it seemed like I ought to get off and get on the turnpike, but I don't know why that would be. See, I'm trying to reason it in my head. And so I said, but I think I missed God. So I drive for another probably 5-7 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I said to her, oh, I know why he wanted me to get off. There was a major accident, a FedEx truck. There's like 2 or 3 helicopters in the air. I don't know how many were the police or fire, but at least a couple of them were news. There's fire trucks. A FedEx truck had caught on fire, okay? And come to find out, they couldn't put the truck out, like, because they had fire trucks there, because since they had no knowledge of what the combustibles were on the inside, this is what I was told later, and it bottlenecked traffic on both sides of 95. And now I am stuck in 95, on 95. How did I get stuck? Because I did not obey what seemed right. Now, again, I'm teaching you this, so I know this. And it was subtle. But I'm looking for the subtle. And that's one of the things is that you, if you want this, you're constantly going to be, you'll learn to become sensitive. I liken it unto, you know, I like, what's that herb that I like? I like cilantro, okay? Now, there was a point at which I didn't even know what cilantro was. And I couldn't taste it in a dish unless it was really heavy in cilantro. But I liked it. And so I started saying, hey, I like some more dishes with this in it. And it got to be that I spent so much time eating cilantro that where before I'd have to have a major chunk of it in order to tell, oh, there's cilantro in this. Man, I had eaten so much of it, I'd become so sensitive to it that even the least little bit made it so that I wanted it. I could taste, not that I wanted, I already wanted it, so that I could taste, there's cilantro in this. Oh, yes. How'd you guess? Well, I'm sensitive to it now. Why? Because I'd fed on it, I'd majored on it, I'm looking for it, and now my palate is sensitive to it. Are you with me? This is so important that you've got to cultivate this. You've got to be looking for this. And listen, ministers, especially you that want the more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, quit making God just kind of grab you in the headlock and say, wait, do this. Be looking on the inside, even while you're teaching and listening. Be sensitive. Get to the where you're really, really sensitive. You ever been to, I don't know if you've ever been to a massage therapist. I've had some damage to my body a couple times, you know, different things. And it's interesting because you get a massage therapist and all of them will tell you this. When they first get started, the masters of the massage can say, yeah, this muscle's tense, this underlying muscle's tense. And the student's like, I don't feel that. I don't know that. But the more they practice their craft, the more they get used to it, the easier, oh yeah, now I can tell. And see, then somebody like me comes along, doesn't know anything about it. I can tell you, I don't feel that. Oh yeah, it's right here. Now, is that something weird? No. They practiced it they became sensitive to it. That's it. You're going to have to become sensitive to this. Now, so here I am on the highway and I'm stuck. I'm stuck. There's cars just piling up behind me for miles. In fact, they were piled up all the way back. And this is what happens. Now, fortunately, I started listening then. I said, Lord, I should have listened before. But I ask you, Lord, help me. Is there any way to get out of this? Because I've been sitting there for, I don't know, about an hour, and I'm talking to my wife on the phone. I don't know why they're not putting out the fire. Oh, everybody's getting out and stuff. And the Lord said, move your way over to the median, not the median, but the side, because they're, and when I say said, that's being generous. I had, it seemed like this was going to happen. Kind of going back to what I said about Peter there in Matthew 16, all of a sudden I just knew that they're going to start reversing us around. And so I had made my way over to the, I was inching over to the thing, and I start turning around, and sure enough, what happened was, is I started making my way back, and people are fussing at me, and they're getting aggravated. What are you doing? Da, 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 da. But you want to know a funny thing? I got probably about a mile down the road, I guess, and the police were doing that. They were starting to turn the traffic around to go back to the exit I should have gotten off on. And they're turning them around. But see, I'm already, it's going to be another mile before they get to where I was at, but I'm already on my way back. And pretty soon, within a mile, they would have gotten to where I was, and all those people were honking, they were honking at me. They were going to have to do the exact same thing I did. The Lord will help you with anything. Now, listen, that was not a cataclysmic event. It's not like I was going to die. He was just trying to save me time. And I blew past him. And you got to be honest when you do. Please don't blame God. Be honest when it doesn't seem right. Be honest and say it. Now, again, people, you know, let me give you your other witnesses where this is concerned. Acts 15. Once again, this is the doctrine for the entire Gentile church. It says, it seemed good to us being assembled. Then he says, now this is the Gentile, for all the doctrine in verse 28, for it seemed good to us in the Holy Spirit. And they're establishing the doctrine for the majority of the body of Christ, not based upon an angelic visitation, not based upon a vision, but by it seemed right to us in the Holy Spirit. They were looking for him, and he made something seem right to them. You know, if you've got the same Holy Spirit in me that I got the same, and I got the same Holy Spirit in me that you've got in you, you know, it'll seem right to both of us because it's the same Spirit. And then ultimately, Silas, for the will of God for his life, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. And that's later on, that's when Paul selects him to be his preaching buddy. Partners, thank you so much for helping us get this out to people. But your life, you need to quit overriding these things. You need to start paying attention to this. Now, this is what I'm going to do. Starting tomorrow, which I believe will be the last time we really teach on this, we're going to talk about how to make a decision by allowing His Spirit to bear witness to you. How do you do Colossians 3:15, where the peace of God, how do you get it to rule over these things? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We have some free offers to you that will help you. We've got a 30-day daily devotional that'll be a tremendous blessing to you and remind you of these things and give you some practical, simple exercises to do. I encourage you to do that now. Contact us at KurtOwen.com and our announcer will give you some more information.
God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference, along with a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this local station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.